Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just wondering, Hugh. Thinking.
Nope.
It's okay to let your mind wander. It's a safe space. The Midday Show is a safe space, Hugh Douglas.
Unless you're Mark.
Unless you're Mark, yeah, well. I did apologize for the yelling. Now, the content of what I was yelling about, I had not apologizing for. It was a ridiculous conversation. Also, can I point out one thing? Because I've heard this has been coming up a lot lately. Well, it was windy. It was cold. Guys, is it going to get nicer the next 2 months?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The weather's going to get nicer. So, I mean,
You're talking about the excuses.
Well, yeah. Like, okay. I acknowledge the game in Green Bay was very cold and you know, not a great weather night to throw. The game against the Lions, obviously.
That's the weather is never an excuse.
But you
hold on. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
The beginning of the Philly season when Hugh was telling us it was just a little
chilly. Cold. Yeah.
Chilly. In football.
Okay.
Football players are different than baseball.
Okay.
Players.
But baseball plays playoffs in
October. They do. No question about that. But you also have the opportunity to play in a warm climate area. Like you can in the Super Bowl, but in the NFL, that dog does not hunt.
But not the most important month of the season.
No, this dog, that dog don't.
I'm just saying, down the stretch of the season.
No, I hear you though. It's different rules for different sports.
Yeah, like if we are saying the weather is a big part of why Jalen's played poorly the last month. Okay, so this next game you should play well, right? They're in a dome in LA. After that, home here against the Raiders. That's cold. In Washington, cold. In Buffalo, probably very cold. Last game, home. And then if they win some of these games, they'll have at least one home playoff game. So 5 out of the next 6 games will be in very cold, potentially windy weather.
Well,
what are we going to do? Just chalk it up?
Maybe we get to go to L.A. for a playoff game.
Well, then he should play great there.
Or we go to Chicago.
Yeah, and that will be cold.
Or Green Bay.
Very cold again. Yeah. So the weather's going to play a role in all this. All right. Before we go any further, can we hear from Nick Sirianni? Yes, sir. Let's hear from a couple things. We'll hear one, then we'll give you another one coming up in a little bit. Next hour, we'll hear Nick Sirianni, his response to all this on The Morning Show today. And Ross Tucker will be on the show with us coming up at 12:30. So yesterday, Sirianni talking about, you know, trying to do things their players do best here.
I was wondering, as a coach, how you balance running something that's their strength versus doing something at times that might be their weakness, but it's what needs to be run against a certain look, and how you get them to buy into something like that.
Yeah, I feel like our players can do a lot of different things. We have a lot of strengths on the team. So, you know, we're able to do some different things because we got talented guys. But make no mistake about it, you always want to be doing the things that they do the best. Like if we asked them to do something we didn't think they could do, I think that I don't like, even though it might draw up well on paper against a certain team, there's different ways that you can attack, you know, different looks. And so you're always thinking about what they do to do the best. That's why you're constantly evaluating the players. But like I said, we got talented guys that can do a lot of different things. But when you ask a guy to do something they can't do, or they might not be as good at, and it doesn't really matter how it draws up. So it is always a balance, but we're always trying to do the best thing schematically and also always trying to do the best thing, you know, that they do well.
It feels like it was drawn out.
What'd you take away
long
from
talking,
that?
Long talking. Okay. Felt long talkish. Am I the only one? Didn't it feel long talkish?
Not to me.
What did you hear?
Talkish to me.
Well, I mean, he's talking about it might look this way on paper. It just, I guess when I hear that, it reminds me of the conversation we have this week is like, everyone's pulling up the film on Twitter because everybody's an all 22 tape expert.
Oh, yeah.
And they're saying, why don't they do this? Why don't they do that? And Sirianni said, well, you know, this might look good on paper or in theory and stuff, but not necessarily playing to our players' strengths. Like, I think what he reiterated there and affirmed to me was that this offense is built around the strengths of their players.
Yeah. So
and that's why they run a lot of the things that they run.
I think when people talk about crossing routes and all these kind of things, attacking
that's
the middle,
not what we do well.
So I think it comes down to one of two things. The coaches obviously don't think it would be successful if they did it, right? Mm-hmm. Or they wouldn't work, or it wouldn't play to the player's strengths. So you got to believe one of two things. The coaches are flat-out morons, and you could believe that if you want, or they're right about the players, and they're trying to hide their deficiencies by calling things that they think will work based on the players they have. It can only be one of those two things.
You got to look at it like this, Joe. And I think we've been talking about it for weeks. And like I said, chicken's coming home to roost. Mm. Donovan said it best yesterday. We talked about firing Kellen Moore last year. Didn't we talk about firing somebody before that?
Well, probably. I mean, every year we fire somebody. I mean,
but no, I'm saying the thing is, you have to look at all the constants in this. I don't know, and I'm gonna say it like this. I don't know what it is, but one of the constants is Jalen, and the other is Coach Sirianni, and. When you look, if you're being honest with yourself, and that's what I'm asking you to do, be honest with yourself. This offense, for whatever reason, struggles at times. It looks simplistic at times. Okay, now you work your way back. Why is that? That's where you start. And it's not to bash anybody, but when I put it out there a few weeks ago when I was recklessly speculating, it's because you have to hear what's being said. Jordan Mailata said something about because it's simple. Like he said, like I'm ad-libbing here. And Coach Sirianni just said it again. Like we do what we can do. Like when it went, perfect example. And I remember we were installing the defense, right? And I kept messing it up because I was an instinctual player. I played with my instincts. So when I saw the tackle jump outside, my natural instinct was to go to the path of least resistance.
In. But you got to go in.
But that wasn't the design of the defense.
You're screwing everything up.
And I remember being in the meeting, and Jim was trying to install the defense. Then he said, hey, you know what? We're just going to put a stunt in, and we're going to call it the wing stunt, you know, and then we're gonna do it like this. So when we get in this defense, the defensive end is going to just come inside and because I would make the play. So because it didn't make sense to me because I would come in and I would make the play.
So did they change it because you were going in inside anyway?
And this is the kicker. Brandon Whiting was like, yeah, because 5-3 keep effing up the defense. He said that in the meeting. And everybody kind of laughed, but it's the truth. And that's what it was. You adapt to the players that you have. You do what's best for the team that you have.
Does you do anything for us?
And when Coach Sirianni says that, that's what it kind of sounds like. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot that goes on in this that I don't know anything about. So that's why I don't think it's fair or smart to say it's all Jalen. I don't think so because in that instance, it was me. But it's a lot. So you don't know.
We can connect the dots here. Yeah. Like we heard Ashlyn Sullivan, her report before the game. Sirianni and Hurts, they're in lockstep about being conservative, emphasizing not turning the ball over. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that's like a concerted effort by them. And if you look at Jalen Hurts' like career passing chart, like a heat map almost.
He doesn't throw over the middle.
The middle's bare.
Yeah. Now, I think
the middle's the most dangerous part of the field.
And you know what, Kyle? That's what I'm saying. If you go back and you look at, like, if you just look at where Jalen is most successful when he wins, I would venture to say, I haven't charted this, but I would venture to say, it's when his passes are from between 25 to 30 passes a game. Yeah. He usually wins. In that wheelhouse,
I agree.
He usually wins.
Yep.
Like when you start getting into that 30, 40 range, like the numbers might look a little bit better.
Was on full display in the beginning of the season last year versus later.
I mean, and that's me just thinking back on the games. Because like I said, when I first got here – Go back and look at the numbers. That 2022 season, Marcus Mariota and Jalen Hurts' numbers are eerily similar. But the biggest difference was Jalen just won games.
So I agree with both of you, what you're saying here. It makes me think about the play that was like the play of the game that didn't go right for the Eagles on Friday, right? With the Devontae slant, he thought he was going to sit down, and Goddard's wide open. So Kyle's right. If you look at Jalen's passes over the course of his career, they're outside the numbers, very rarely over the middle. At some point other teams realize, it's like in basketball, right? If you know a guy won't take a shot from somewhere, you're going to stop guarding that spot
the
on the floor. The Ben Simmons theory, right? Do you think it's possible defenses are just not even worrying about the middle of the field anymore?
Like, I will say this, Joe.
Like that Bears defense on Friday, and I know there was a Kurt Warner breakdown where he said, well, Devontae's the first read, so yeah, they left Goddard, but Jalen doesn't even look over there. I mean, if I'm the Bears, like, why am I even putting putting a lot of thought into the middle of the field if I know he doesn't even look over there?
Yeah, because you limit yourself when you do things like that. You take away what teams have to game plan for.
Yeah, and I know once in a while, like against the Cowboys, they threw a little bit more over the middle, but that's like a guy in basketball taking a shot he takes once every six games. No one's going to react to that.
It's not consistent enough for me to feel like it's a threat.
It's the summer videos of Ben Simmons in the gym.
Yeah, right. Like, but then the game
start crowding him at the three-point line.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Start the season.
They know what the reality is. All right, 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
So the way you pose the question, I think everybody's lying if they said they haven't thought about it. I have thought about it. I told Kyle I don't like it. When I think about it, I cringe because I think, first of all, you're putting in a guy, you want to put in a guy that's never played a meaningful snap in the NFL behind a guy who won the MVP in the Super Bowl, been to another Super Bowl. All these things that Hurts has done, he has been fairly consistent over the last 5 years. I mean, that's what Mike was talking about yesterday when you look at it. I mean, he's going to have bad games, and I just can't see putting Tanner McKee in. He's going to get probably demolished because our offensive line, which to me is the root problem of this whole offense this year, is not playing well, and they're often injured. So you're going to sit Jalen down because he, you know, the offense, we can't run. Are you going to sit Barkley down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, comparatively, he's had a worse season than Hurts has. Are you going to do that?
No, but I would like to see Tank Bigsby get some carries. Jeff, obviously, running backs you can rotate. Quarterbacks you don't rotate, right? Like
that's different.
Yeah, it's different, right?
Because you can rotate. But no, I mean, it would cause total chaos in the organization.
Yeah,
and we're not at that point yet. We just won the damn Super Bowl, dude, and we're still leading the division. I know it looks bad the last 2 weeks. But, I mean, I can't see that. I mean, no, absolutely not. I wouldn't do it.
So, Jeff,
I think it's correct.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Like, you're curious, and you've thought about it. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, but you don't want to go there. So, I want to make it clear. I don't think that Tanner McKee is the next this or that or anything. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of people like him, and I think he's got a chance to be a quarterback that maybe one day starts somewhere. But I do think it's funny that we talk about this like we know. We don't know either way with Tanner McKee. I mean, at one point, Tom Brady came in for Drew Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe was a $100 million quarterback. I believe he was the first or one of the first 100.
Yeah, he was one of the hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he took the Patriots
and
to a Super
even,
Bowl.
He didn't even like when Tom Brady came in. He liked
so that happened. Brock Purdy, you're talking about inexperience. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, and he came in and never came out as a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and they went to a Super Bowl with that guy. And then, you know, if we want to just go to Eagles' version of this, I mean, this kind of reminds me of 2018. The offense stunk. We were talking about, is it the coach? Is it the quarterback? And then Carson got hurt, and Foles came in. Everyone thought the season was over. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't lose for a month and made it to the divisional round, and it almost knocked off the Saints.
I just want everyone to know, it's natural to be curious. Like
the way you say that is.
It is.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Very natural.
You don't have to be, no one's judging
there,
you.
There's a known versus an unknown here. The known is that this offense sticks.
That is so known.
The unknown is what the hell it would look like if you just tinker with some of the variables here.
Yeah.
I did the unknown. No, cool. The unknown piques my curiosity.
I'm not a tinker. Also,
always has. I'm a thinker, Hugh.
I will give you one more example. And again, I'm not saying that Jalen is the first guy I'm going to mention, and I'm certainly not saying Tanner's the second guy I'm going to mention. You know, at some point, Bill Walsh said, you know what? I'm done with Montana. I'm going to Young. Like, guys, this happens. This is sports.
And we've been told that Hurts is like Joe Montana.
Well, before. I've heard that. Well, maybe Tanner McKee's Steve Young.
I use that argument.
Yeah, maybe Tanner. Maybe we have Steve Young. I don't know.
He's like, maybe me.
I probably use that argument.
Might have been you. Might have been your fault.
I digress.
Might be your
this
fault.
This is good growth for me.
All right, let's go to Steven in Chestnut Hill. What's up, Steven?
Hey, you. I want to thank you for standing up for your buddy there. That caller, I mean, I'm tired of guys like that, too. I don't know what he's thinking. But listen, my point here is I think you can't replace Jalen Hurts. I think you should, and you're thinking about it is accurate. Are you there?
Yeah, we're listening, Steven. We got you. We're listening.
To think about it. But I don't think McKee's got to come in here and take him to the Super Bowl. I mean, even as bad as Jalen's playing, I mean, he's the best shot you got to get to the Super Bowl right now. I mean, that's it. Unless he gets hurt. Now, listen, that guy that called in was talking about how how bad was Aaron Rodgers? Did you hear Tony Romo ripping Rodgers rashly on the offense the other night?
I did. I was watching some of that. The Steeler-Bills game? Yeah, he was terrible.
Yeah, so we have to agree that Aaron Rodgers is crap right now. Am I correct?
Correct. I'd say he's one of the bottom 10 quarterbacks in the league right now.
And do you know that they score more points than the Eagles so far this season?
Which is crazy because they don't have a great running back. They don't have great receivers. Like the idea they're scoring more is a joke.
It is. I'm saying. I mean, that's how bad Jalen's been playing this year, and they're winning because of defense. If you look at the stats between the Steelers and the Eagles, the defense is the difference. They got 249 points. The Eagles gave up. They got 2-game difference in wins, and the Steelers had given up more points than they actually scored. Still scored more than the Eagles though. So I mean, there's a lot of crap going around, and so if you're going to say Aaron Rodgers is playing crap, you got to apply the same thing to Jalen Hurts. We're looking at it. My eyes aren't lying to me. He's horrible.
Well, Steven, right now the offense. I mean, you can't score 15 points a game for a month and not have people start to wonder what it would look like if something else was going on. I mean, that's
correct.
It's a long time, Steven. It really is. It's too long.
One more point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking beyond this season. I'm looking at the top quarterbacks in college right now. And I think that's what Hallie did when he decided to get rid of Carson Wentz. He brought in Jalen, and I think we should be thinking that. I mean, I don't think McKee's a guy to be a franchise quarterback. I think we got to look beyond this season and look at the quarterbacks.
Steven, I agree. And no, I don't think so. Steven, I think there's a very high probability they're going to take a quarterback within the first two rounds in the draft. Very high.
Yeah.
I mean, if I know Howie, one thing, he hedges. He doesn't let the bottom fall out. He hedges before the bottom falls out. And they're probably not going to do anything with McKee. We're all probably agreeing on that. But
can I give him my replacement?
Yes. What do you got?
The greatest, without a doubt, of all time is Tom Brady, obviously. But second, in this town, it's got to be Nicky Foles. That's the best replacement in this town we've ever seen.
It is, Steven.
And that's it. Those two, Nicky they Foles, both have statues, by the way.
Love it, Steven. Appreciate it.
Right?
Nick Steven, Foles it's a great
couldn't
one.
Play nowhere else. Tom Brady went to another spot.
No.
See,
he means for us, for here, Foles is the greatest replacement. Like, it's the, when someone says.
All right, then I'll give you that.
I think he meant, like, in terms of the city.
I digress with that. I digress with that.
I don't think he was saying Nick is better than Tom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I digress.
Replacement stories, you know, like the, that kind of thing. All right, I'll write it down. Nick Foles for Carson Wentz, 2017 and 18, by the way. It happened twice. Omar is in West Philly. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing, man?
Good, Omar. What's up?
I want to be optimistic, man, but y'all are getting a little bit – this is getting ridiculous, man. Like, seriously, man.
I said, for real,
he's coming off a Super Bowl. I said, we can give Jalen Hurts a pass. When I called you up, I think I told you about this. Like, he's coming off of a Super Bowl. He had a tough schedule. We only won game out of first place in the whole conference, man. And we beat the top team that's in the conference. And we played well against them.
Well, you're speaking about team things. You're speaking about team. Well, you are.
Omar, you are.
You're saying we are one game out of the conference. We are 8-4.
Correct.
Jalen's performance has been poor compared to the rest of the quarterbacks in the league. That's the issue.
But who won the Rams game, though? He got us out of the Rams hole, didn't he?
Well, didn't he put them in the Rams hole in the first half?
The defense was playing horrible.
And how was the offense in the first half?
I'm saying everything was horrible, but at the end of the day, he's the leader.
He
won eight. He won 8 out of 12 games. Well, let's look at objectively.
The Eagles won. The Eagles won.
He's not a fluke. Wait a second. He's not a fluke. He's been to 2 Super Bowls, and on top of all of that, that's just the style. So you could say they went ugly, whatever. At the end of the day, 2 Super Bowls, Super Bowl MVP, champion. So at the end of the day, let's think about this now. We're not factoring in what some of the fan base may be doing for some of our teams too. Some of our fan base make it hard for some of our players to play.
Oh, stop.
Oh, you got to stop.
Omar. They do. So Omar. Sometimes it do.
Omar, please stop.
So let's just be optimistic, man. We give a standing ovation at the Phillies games.
You want to run away
our Super Bowl champion. But these guys, y'all want to chair for Turner and all them bums. But then at the end of the day, y'all want to get an Eagles on our way to go. And it's Jalen Hurts. No, man. Come on, man.
So, Omar, I have a question.
How can we fix it? What's the optimistic part about it? What can we do to fix it?
We're trying. Omar, a question for you. So the whole season gets a pass?
Whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But we still only one game out.
Don't you want to repeat, Omar?
Still got a chance.
Oh my goodness.
No, we don't want to repeat.
Yeah. I hear you're a little comfortable. Just like we won last year.
No, I'm saying I'm not panicking.
You're satisfied.
You're
not hungry anymore. You don't have the eye of the tiger. You hold on. You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore, Omar.
Just like the Eagles.
Think about it. The only way we got to beat to get the Super Bowl.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore. You don't have the hunger.
All you got to do is beat May. Is the quarterback. Patrick Mahomes having a bad season. Josh Allen. There are no, like, thoroughbred quarterbacks there.
You're talking about Drake May. If we get to the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying, right? So if we get to the Super Bowl.
Dude, I'm trying not to collapse here, Omar. I'm trying to win a football game on Monday night.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. We had a tough schedule.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore.
What you mean?
Would Rocky ever say it is what it is?
Tell him what you mean. What you mean? Tell him, Omar.
We 8-4, man.
What happened? What happened to this city,
Before
Omar?
Before the season was started.
You're satisfied.
We 8-4 at this point in time right now.
This guy's full. No.
We'd be happy about 8-4.
But doesn't it matter how they get there? Did you forget what happened 2 years ago? They were 10-1 and were garbage. I mean, like,
but they wasn't champions then, bro. We champions now.
All right, I got it. I got it.
Same exact way how you say Patrick Mahomes.
Satisfied. You hear this?
He's the champion.
You don't have the eye of the tiger anymore, Omar.
Let me ask you a question.
You're telling me that it's fine.
Omar, if this thing topples over, and they collapse, 2 years they collapse, one champions, what are they? Are they chokers or champions?
Don't matter, bro. Oh. Just like Eli Manning. Eli Manning is the champion.
There's no eye of the tiger.
He had some off years, too. Eli Manning had some off years, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the Giants were smart, they would have got rid of him earlier than they did. They hung around for 6 years.
At the end of the day, that's fine. But he still won championships, though. I mean, at the end of the day, it's what it is. It's just
Omar,
I'm born and raised in South Philly, bro. I remember the buddy.
It doesn't sound like it. You don't have the eye of the tiger.
I got to be honest. Omar, I don't care about last year. Last year's over, Omar. This is this year. All right, Omar, what do you got for us? Give us an answer to someone that replaced someone else.
Say it again.
Someone that replaced someone else. or something that replaced something else.
You know what? I'm sorry. This is about the gel. I'm too loyal, dog. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
He's saying, tell him where you're from.
Omar passed up a chance at a prize because he couldn't think about Jalen being replaced.
He didn't think about y'all.
Yeah.
That was a man.
Live your truth, Omar.
Well, it was. It was someone that he's a Jalen guy. I mean, what can I say?
What's that Chris Brown song? You know, like, Omar, they ain't loyal, though, dog. Ain't
I used to wonder something back in the day, and now I'm wondering again.
What's that?
And I hate when this happens because I don't think it's a good look.
What's that?
I wondered 5-6 years ago when I used to scream and get screamed at. In fact, one time someone screamed at me so loud his wife came up to the room he was in and asked if he was okay. This was over Carson, of course. Sometimes I think some people out there are fans more of a certain player than the uniform. Is it about the name on the front or is it the name on the back? I dealt with this with the Wentz people that I just knew they were bigger Wentz fans than Eagles fans. They had attached themselves to the Wentz stuff. And now I feel like it's happened a little bit with Jalen. Are you an Eagles fan or are you a Jalen fan? I mean, that's the question.
Jalen brought us our second Super Bowl.
No, the Eagles won their second Super Bowl.
Jalen was the MVP.
Don't feed into that.
Then how come Nick Foles didn't? How come Nick Foles wasn't here for life?
Listen.
How come Nick Foles didn't get to play for life?
Coy Douglas.
No, I'm not being not being coy.
I hear
what I'm saying is this, man. Just like I look at Jalen and Nick Foles as the same person. Nick Foles, no, when I say that, this is what I mean. They've brought us something that we didn't have before. And with that being said, that's why when Nick Foles says what he says, it carries so much weight because people remember that.
No, but you could be appreciated forever. Like if Jalen has an opinion on the Eagles 10 years from now, I want to hear it.
Man, listen.
But it doesn't mean you get to play. Like the Eagles moved off the two quarterbacks that took them to their first Super Bowl. They traded
one.
No,
I mean, I get what you're saying. But here's why I feel like people feel the way they feel. When I got here, I said if I was starting a team, we were talking about something about Nick Foles and Michael Vick. And I said Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah.
People got mad.
Well,
because their qualifier was Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Mm.
And I said Michael Vick was the better athlete. Anyway, he never won us nothing. That's not the conversation that I was having. The conversation I was having is who was the better quarterback. And that's where people are with this. They're not listening to what you're being said. They're thinking about how the quarterback that they love benefited them. And that's okay. That is okay. That's why, you know, when you're having these conversations, people can't remove one from another.
Yeah, that happens. 215-592-9495 are coming up. Your phone calls and all this. Have you thought about it privately? What this offense would look like if Tanner McKee was playing quarterback?
Privately.
Privately. Share it with us. It's a safe space here on the Midday Show. I've thought about it. I think Hugh's thought about it, but he doesn't want to admit it. All right. We'll have Nick Sirianni with the morning show coming up. Ross Tucker. And we got to get at something he said yesterday that made me think a change with the coach staff maybe actually has been made. That's all coming up. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is the number one sports book for same game parlays, from points to rebounds to threes and assists. FanDuel is the best place to place the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy to use app. And right now, it's the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.